This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Curtis back after the exclusive 3-week tour of Europe, Scandinavia, the subcontinent. Great to have you back in the weekend, my friend.
I have to say it. Now, so we flew back direct Honolulu to Boston. Back of the bus. The seat didn't recline. He was perfect. 9 hours.
Job, James.
And it was after a 3-hour delay, so I'm like, we can go to, like, Australia now.
Jeez.
I mean, next year, maybe, I think we're thinking maybe Copenhagen.
Really? You like the bike lanes?
Well,
there?
They say it's like the best place to bring a kid.
Well, I'm a Boston guy. I want to hear from some Boston people, Curtis. I want to hear from some people that were at Fenway last night.
You would not like Hawaii.
Really?
You're too pale.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a problem everywhere I go. But the only thing I wondered about Hawaii was you were there for 2 weeks. Did you get bored?
Oh, my God. Bored? What do you mean?
After a week, I get a little antsy. I want to come back. It was a long hiatus.
Well, we went to a bunch of different places, so it was good. But, yeah, I mean, after 2 weeks, I was ready to go back to work. But if I didn't have James, I don't know if – I mean, it's not relaxing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great. It was amazing. I will never – it's one of the great vacations. Probably the best trip I've ever had in my life. Awesome. Loved it. But it's just, you know, it's you're exhausted. Because you go all these great restaurants. You can't go to these restaurants. Like, you're surrounded by the best fish you'll ever have, the best Polynesian food.
But you ripped the acai bowl. That was very disturbing.
I'm a slave to the facts.
Okay, well, it's good.
I was shocked. We were sitting down, and Jess and I were like, we've been thinking about this place for 6 years.
Yeah.
We get back there. It's on the side of the road. It's, like, you know, awesome. Kauai is the most beautiful place I've ever seen, better than Italy. And you sit down, and it's like, where's the flavor? Where's the granola wasn't that great?
You said worse than Southie.
I mean, God. Bamboo in Southie, it's where it's at.
But don't you like to hear from people who were at the events? I want to hear from people that were at Fenway last night.
Right.
Were you bothered by the strike?
Right. And did you see fans throwing things at Ken?
I had a great time. Jones and Keefe and the great Mike Thomas and I took it in.
Did you guys do an in-game grab bag?
We did. Yeah, we did.
That's my favorite segment, 1:30 every weekday.
Those guys are great, and a little reward for those guys for their great ratings book and
I mean,
surging in June, so congrats to Jones and Keefe.
Excellent, excellent month, and it is a great show, easy listen, and very informative. I would say Jones and Keefe about as historically understood as to the ins and outs of the sports scene in Boston as anybody on the radio.
We were reminiscing about their days with you back across the street and at 890. So some old Curtis tales being spun last night.
I was bombed. I apologize.
And the DA show.
Oh, my God. I remember Jones and I had a lunch at the Fours before you ruined it by ordering fajitas.
That was years later, but
go ahead. We were talking about what to do, and Jones and I were like, let's just not do any of the stuff DA did. Let's just go in a different direction. But yeah. Lovely time.
Hey, DA's still rocking on satellite radio.
Jones was I was 2007 Schraff's building, running the board for Jones's local updates during Mike and Mike in the Morning.
And here he is, back here together is. With Keith.
Love it.
All right, let's take a call before we get back into the Sox. Our man Johnny Cakes, who attended many a road show, and there's a little bit of a mini road show coming up this Friday back at Tipsy Seagull, which was a terrific
don't tell anybody. It's on a boat.
It's not really. It's on a dock. But Wiggy got on a boat, which I'm not sure he'll be allowed to do again this year.
I don't think he'll oppose that that restriction.
Anyway, Johnny Cakes from Saugus joins us. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Two things. Jaren Duran will not be going anywhere. If he gets traded, I will, with a smile, eat Chimes potatoes.
Oh, you will. That is a lie. It's literally physically impossible to eat those things and not throw up.
All right. I was never part of a strike, but in these times, I would think that there's going to be some scabs if they keep this going on long enough. There are some desperate people out there looking for work. I don't know. I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Wow, there were plenty here last night. Scab? Yeah, I mean, they were here, and they were plentiful, so they found a lot of replacement workers.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah, thanks, Johnny. I agree. I mean, I don't know. I just, to me, this is such a simple fix. They're not asking for $1 million a year.
Business is business, Curtis. I'm not sure you've ever heard that.
Well, all I'm saying is the people that are in the stands here for a generation have been climbing the steps at Fenway Park, serving the customers at this park, making it what it is. It is not an easy place. I fell down the stairs, threw Diet Cokes in the air. The steps are not even. It was not built by a man that knows anything about the current size of the American populace.
What did the rest of the vendors think about you?
Oh, I mean, I think I was very easily forgotten. Okay. I was here, and then they'd all stick around. I'm like, no, I'm going to go take the tea back to Wobbin and go home. But it was a great event.
Can we get you out here? I mean, they're back on the road Monday.
I will not be a scab. But the highlight.
If they're still on strike in the Royals.
I am not. I stand strongly with my former colleagues.
Just for the sake of the show. Get you out there with some lemonade.
Right? I will sell things outside the park and raise
park.
Money for them.
Yes.
I will not be in the park.
Okay, you can be the vendor. You can be the vendor for the vendors.
It would be my honor. If they want me to do anything for them, I will do it tomorrow. I promise. I'll bring James. We'll do a kiss cam.
All right.
But the coolest thing by far that I've ever experienced as in that role is that you got here. Most Saturdays it's empty. Today they'd have the great run to home base raising money for the Invisible Wounds of War, which is a great thing that the Boston Red Sox do every year. Tom Warner, I believe, started it. So you cannot dispute the work that they do philanthropically.
We're watching a guy running with a flag. He just ran past us.
Just
that's
awesome. Unbelievable, and it is a massive. People that go and risk their life to protect our freedom come home, and they deal with these invisible scars of PTSD and others. And this is great. Awesome, awesome day for the Red Sox and the foundation and what they do with this every year. The coolest thing was you'd get here, and it's empty. And on the right day, Pedro, in between starts, would do long toss. And he would start, I don't know, 100 feet or 50 feet. And then slowly but surely, and he's in the right field corner, right where Brunansky made the great catch. Mm-hmm. And there would be a large amount of Dominican employees at Aramark that worked in the stands. And he would just check in with them. They'd be talking about, I didn't understand most of it. I spoke a little Spanish. But he would be checking in with all them. And he had a legitimate, he was just, in that moment, he wasn't Pedro Martinez. He was Pedro talking to these people about their lives, how they were doing. And when the Expos were in town, Vlad Guerrero played long toss. So he wasn't his catcher. It was Vlad Guerrero.
Awesome.
And so they're just throwing. And so Vlad Guerrero is in the, like, at the farthest corner of the park in foul ground at the Monster. Pedro Martinez is in the furthest part of right field. And Guerrero would stand there with his mitt. And Pedro would throw a strike. He didn't move his mitt. It was the most insane thing, and it's over and over, and it's Pedro just looking effortless. There will never be another Pedro Martinez.
Ah, we got a baby. We got a baby Pedro was on the hill last night.
So offensive. But the people here, they deserve your support. The people that have stocked these shelves, have paid for, have served you your beer, have gone in the stands, thrown you peanuts. They are great, hardworking Bostonians. They did build this city, and they should be supported appropriately.
One positive from Bayo last night, change-ups were up, 15 of them. He's starting to find his money out pitch. He didn't get a lot of swing and miss early, but then that was starting to come around a little bit. Had a tough third inning. I liked what I saw overall from Bayo. Not a great start, but he's starting to use the changeup a little more. So watch that, Curtis. Let's just put something to stick in the back of your head.
Would you say Pedro's changeup was his best pitch?
He had four excellent A-plus pitches, but yeah.
The changeup was
nasty, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. But also just his demeanor, his precision, everything about him, unbelievable. We always do these poll questions. Like, you can't put Pedro in any poll question because he just wins automatically.
At his peak in the late 90s, there was you could walk into the city of Boston, walk out your door, and you would know if Pedro was pitching or not. You don't know how to define it. People organized their social calendar every fifth day to ensure they were in front of their TV or inside the park.
You think Crochet could ever get close to that? God. I'm not saying to that level, but close.
No,
he's good. Like, here again tonight, they need him. He delivers most every night he goes out there.
Pedro was the most brilliant pitcher I've ever seen. He was as brilliant off the field. It was such a unique combination of an ability and a second language to dominate both a press corps and an opposing team.
Well, I get it, but Crochet's only what?
Crochet has the 26. Personality of that smart water. Yeah. He's a nice guy, but he's dry as a bone.
He's a Southern guy. He's got a good attitude. He's just, I think, generally likable. He's not, like, over-the-top charismatic like Pedro. Yeah, I would agree with that.
If Ken never played baseball, if Pedro never played baseball, he could have had a million jobs. The guy's brilliant.
Freudian slip there. 11-4, 2.19 ERA. The guy's dealing. He's leading the league in innings pitched, which is unbelievable.
He's been spectacular.
And strikeouts. So at some point, if he starts stacking years like this,
Is Kershaw an underachiever? Like Aaron Rodgers?
I would have said that to a certain point, but now they're starting to win titles, so it's hard.
But how's he been?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, he's kind of like Peyton Manning.
Yeah, well, Peyton's... Kershaw, how many has he won? Three? Four? No, three.
I want to see, but what's his postseason record?
Yeah, I was going to pull that up, actually. So
postseason pitching, he is
13-13.
4.49 ERA.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, but when they won the World Series in 2020,
yeah,
4-1, 2.93.
Oh, so you count that year, but not the Brady 2020.
correct. Okay. The Brady championship does not count.
Got it.
But you can't lose the Kershaw tonight. This is the pressure of that lose last night, which is.
I think that's a perfect analogy. Kershaw is the Peyton Manning of pitching.
You think the new Manning is going to supersede all of the Mannings?
Yep. I just am so glad that Saban's going to be an NFL coach before Bill.
I don't know, but no, but I don't know about that. Bill's going to be hot this year, and then he's going to be a commodity.
God, I am so excited. I haven't been.
We have the first. He got his first game on EEI. You know that.
I haven't been this excited for a fall of football since 2016.
It is ramping up. It's looking good. And by the way, the Patriots are back on the practice fields today.
And can I just scratch an itch that I heard when I was away, where people were saying, like, why do people want to say it was Bill or Tom or Bill? If Bill Belichick flipped the script and won in his first year without Tom, and Tom was in a ratty sweatshirt on CBS Sunday morning being bossed around by a person half his age, nobody would say, let's just call it a draw. All the people that defend Bill would mock Brady, yet the people that sided with Brady are told they can't mock Bill. It is such revisionist history.
Yeah, but Bill has more time by default as a coach.
But Ken, no. You just work with me. If Bill had the same success as Tom, Greg, who took a victory lap in July about Devers, would be dunking on me as a Brady guy saying he never won without him. Bill was so good he won first year without Tom. So you cannot say
it's a draw. Yeah, but that would have been extra incredible. And actually, he did have a good start without Brady.
No, I'm talking about if they had flipped their results, nobody that is saying it's a draw would be saying it's a draw.
Yeah,
that's
because it would have been more impressive for the coach to win in year one without the great quarterback.
But you agree with me that you cannot say it was both. You're only saying it was both because the guy you saddled with failed.
Nah, it's not over yet.
There you go.
And Bill's going to have a good year. He is.
Oof.
He's getting ready.
He's in the ACC. What a fall from grace. My God.
617-779-7937. If you'd like to weigh in on Bill or anything else in Boston sports, we got the Sox and the Dodgers, game 2 of 3 here at Fenway Park. That's where we are broadcasting from. Oh, AC just ran.
Cora just passed, and he's running to New York.
We are broadcasting from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio and presented by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, the official truck of the Red Sox. By the way, a quick shout-out to Chris in the truck, his birthday today. He had texted in, one of our staunch roadshow attendees. I'm sure he'll be down at the Tipsy Seagull this Friday with the Greg Hill Show. Here now, though, is...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's Jake, everyone is trending. 413 texture. Not happy with my assessment of the Joe Milton comments. It's a shot at Brissette, Ked, you dope. How is Drake May going to coach up Joe Milton when Drake May is a rookie himself? He's talking about Jacoby Brissette. Did you think those Milton comments were about Jacoby Brissette? I mean, I guess they could be. They're vague enough.
No, nothing to do with Jacoby Brissette.
Okay, thank
you. Non-factor. I just saw this story. Kim Kardashian reportedly left feeling embarrassed and bitter after being rejected by Tom Brady. What in the world? Anyway, sorry, back to sports. I just got word from our fearless leader, Greg Hill, that you were vastly underplaying the issues inside this park last night in the absence of the Aramark concession workers.
Oh, you have intel that it was bad in other sections?
Well, a good friend of his and a guy that I've gotten to know, Jake C., was in the park, and he said it was a disaster. People were livid. It was a big problem. So I don't know. I was just out there. They have somehow conveniently blacked out the concession price signs that usually occupy the walls of Fenway Park at this time. So I don't know exactly how it is, but I can't imagine. First of all, brilliant timing by the guys.
By Aramark? By yes. The Aramark.
I mean, what a great weekend.
Strikers.
You're on national TV tonight.
Yeah.
Fox Game of the Week. You got Kershaw and Crochet.
Will they show it?
I don't know, but it's a big story. And, you know, the good news, too, is if you're going to the game tonight with those two on the mound, it's going to be quick. So get a bite to eat at 6. Get yourself dinner around the park. You can bring in food. So bring yourself in something. Support the hardworking men and women of Aramark. Do not.
Oh, if you can bring in food, I would suggest it, because it is tougher to get food and drink. No doubt about that. But, I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything. Ask Jones and Keith. They were there with me.
But you were probably in bougie seats.
We were in bougie seats, but I had to get up and get stuff, so that was inconvenient compared to the normal experience, and that trickle-down effect meant...
Oh, I actually just got a text from Jones. He said that the long lines made it better because Mike, he, and Rich didn't have to talk to you.
That's probably true. I did have to get up a couple times.
It's just pathetic. I'm sorry that it's even at this point.
And no, but this will build. I do believe that. If it goes on for weeks
Well, if you were at Fenway, 617-779-7937, am I overplaying it? Is Jake C overplaying it? Is Ken downplaying it? Were you here last night, and how did you experience? I'd be interested in your thoughts on that.
I would as well, and the state of the team as well.
So you think that they're making a big move by Thursday?
I just am trusting in Bradfo, and I think they are going to go after a number two starter.
So you think Joe Kelly's heading to Cooperstown?
I don't believe everything Bradfo says.
Okay.
But...
baseball boring?
That's not boring.
Right.
It hasn't been boring lately.
Amen.
And I just look at the lineup and I think they need three ads, not one. I mean, they need a big stick in the middle of the order. I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, there's one in San Francisco.
Yeah, you traded him. I guess Suarez is the big bat you could go for, but he'd be a DH and a rental. But fine, if that's what you need to be the big winner at the trade deadline, then do it. If Bradfo's right, that's who they should be in on.
But why are you waiting? I mean, you didn't wait to get rid of Devers. God knows. You rushed him out of here.
I don't mind that because most teams do.
But
as long as you get it done at the end of the day.
Your biggest rival didn't wait. I mean.
Right. And Seattle didn't. And Naylor would have been perfect. Like, Toro should not be an everyday player. So you're putting him out there as one. And Josh Naylor could be a different.
Have you ever ridden a Toro mowing lawns?
Yeah. Well, John Deere.
John Deere.
Yeah.
No, this will come as a big surprise to you. I've never cut a lawn.
Really?
Never even sat on it or
what?
Pushed a lawnmower.
That's embarrassing.
Well, not as embarrassing as you standing in line for 2 hours.
Good comeback. Good comeback.
Get a seltzer.
617-779-7937. By the way, you can listen to the Ken and Curtis Show. You can stream us anytime on the Odyssey app and now as well on the iHeartRadio and on TuneIn apps. We are everywhere.
Amen.
Cora is everywhere. He's making laps around Fenway Park with the Run to Home Base crew. That's pretty cool that the manager gets out there and runs. With the people, as does your mystery guest yesterday, Johnny Gomes. You nailed that. Good job. Very quickly nailed that.
Very, but you have to admit, Johnny Gomes has a pretty unique voice and way about him.
Yeah, oh yeah. You can, yeah. But you had to be kind of clued in on that, didn't you, somehow?
No, I had nothing.
No tip?
I was sitting with Courtney and Greg. They can tell you the whole thing.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the Cape. I think Greg is headed to the Cape.
He's already down there.
He's down there? Okay,
I believe.
Let's go to Jonas on the Cape. Have you seen Greg Hill, Jonas?
We haven't seen him yet. Curtis, I was thinking of this morning. I was in Dennis. I had to get some stamps, and there must have been about 300 people waiting in line for some jewelry event or something that's all the rage. I was 95% sure I was going to see Coco there, but it didn't pan out.
Well, did anybody in Dennis tell you we had a tin ear or not?
That's John.
Anyway, what's on your mind, Jonas? How are you?
Yeah, so guys, I think they got to make a move. You saw Naylor go the other day, right, for almost next to nothing. I heard Bradfo this week say, no farm system guy is untouchable. So, you know, Toro's an upgrade possibility. Have to get more bats in here, right? Because if they lose today, which, you know, you hope they don't, but with Crochet on the mound, they never get run support for the guy. And, you know, if they lose today, watch out. That's all I'm going to say. Have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Jonas. Yeah, I really was giddy after that Wednesday night win in Philly. That was
a
huge win.
That's still huge. Save them.
I mean, and it feels like the season has had a bunch of these nights. You know, whether it was remember the Saturday night against the Braves, they came back late when they were really scuffling. I think Devers hit a big home run in that one.
Yep.
You had the Wednesday where the Navarez hits the two-run home run. I mean, I thought for sure there was one out, I believe, in the 11th. There were two strikes on Navarez, and I'm like, they're not going to score here.
Narvaez.
They're going to get what's his face? They're going to get the bottom of the 11th, runner on second. You're going to lose that game.
Yeah.
And they came back. That was a huge one. Tonight is another big one because if you lose tonight, you're right. I mean, there's the potential you go 2-7 if you lose this in the 9-game stretch after
win 10 and go 2-7.
Yep.
Now, Cora, it was interesting. Bradfo pointed this out. Was kind of in a bad mood after the win, or at least not in a bad mood, but after that Wednesday win. It's a dramatic win. The clubhouse is in a great mood. Cora was very terse or, like, cautious, which I guess he does. He does the Parcells things a little bit, where after a win, he kind of downplays it, and after a loss, he's trying to, you know, pump the guys up to a certain extent. But I think he's a little worried, too. Don't you get that vibe that he's just...
But just look at the roster. Is this roster good?
It's not great. It's not bad. It's not great.
But you look at this lineup. Like, it's not
They're streaky. I mean, like Story, Rafaela, these guys streak. And
they're also just not a smart baseball team. I mean, I know they won Wednesday night, but it started horribly. You got the Schwarber bomb, and then you got Rep Snyder thinking there are four outs in the inning.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not a buttoned-up organization. It really isn't.
And when they face elite competition here, like we saw this week, they're getting exposed a little bit.
But if this is any other manager or coach in Boston, that's all we're talking about. Growing up here, if this were any other year, the number one storyline would be the lack of the discipline, the errors that continue, the poor base running, the bad decisions on the field.
Lately, it's just been kind of roster, though.
But lately, Ref Snyder chucks it to home like an idiot when you got the third out of the inning.
Yeah. Now, do you think Cora, so this would be, Wiggy's already put the heat on Cora from time to time. Some he's got some haters out there. If they do fade again and miss the playoffs this year.
Right.
More on Breslow or Cora?
Victory has a thousand fathers. Failure is an orphan. So,
but somebody's going to take the blame, the blame pie.
I don't believe they're going to. I mean, I would, if I were them, I would move on from Cora. He's too cool for school. If you're really going to go behind Breslow and you're going to do this whole synthesizing of nonsense, then you stick with him.
Oh, we got somebody who was at the game last night.
All right.
Let's get some intel from Ken, fellow Ken. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
How are you?
First of all, love the show. Longtime listener, probably second time caller.
Great. Happy to have you. You were at the game last night?
I was at the game last night. I actually flew in from Iceland and went straight to Fenway.
Wow. How about that for a change of scenery? What did you experience last night? How were the lines?
The lines were brutal. The only thing I had the patience for was water. And but I'm a longtime season ticket holder, and my usher has been in the section for over 20 years, and what he said to me was the Aramark vendors are okay. They've been given raises. The people who they're striking for are the logistics people that get everything to everywhere so that that makes the vendors' lives easier. Hmm. Those are the people that are really behind the scenes and not getting fair compensation.
Gotcha. So the logistics people are the ones getting the short end of the stick.
I mean, I guess you're right. Thanks, Ken. I mean, I this will build, right? So it's not,
the more people experience it, and then it will become a story upon a story.
Right. And there'll be enough people with this series. I mean, if you have season tickets to the Red Sox, you're going to go to one of these games, right? I mean, you're going to be here either yesterday.
Yeah,
or
you just
tomorrow.
Take it for granted. It's hot out, and you want a vendor coming.
No, but like, so you're going
to
be seated here. You're going to be with a client. You're going to be with a buddy, and you're going to be sitting there being like, "Holy crap! I didn't follow the news. I just got in from vacation. I've been, you know, down on the Cape all week."
Right.
And you arrive, and
especially in our society where you can order everything from your phone. You're like, "Wait a minute! I got to get up and get a beer."
We have never been more impatient.
And you have to wait.
I was ahead of the curve in impatience, I'll tell you that. But
where you set the tone for.
But I watch what, you know, even the baseline ticket, like we went opening day and it was a couple $100 for two seats. And the seats were great. It was fun. It was awesome. It was a great experience. I'd do it again. But if you're paying, as you said last night, $60 to park, you're paying $300 for a pair of tickets.
Yep.
And you're trying to get a $16 Sam Adams and a $20, you know, chicken tender basket with two chicken tenders. And it's taking 90 minutes. You're going to be, I mean, the big winner is really going to be the cast. It's going to be, you know, Game On, Loco. It's going to be all the spots outside the park.
It's true.
I highly recommend it if you're listening and you're going tonight or tomorrow, eat and drink before you get in. Support the worker and, you know, get better service.
Back to Durant for a second. If they trade Jaren Durant.
I don't give a damn. Nobody's got a connection to Jaren Durant.
Yeah, but people in the clubhouse do.
Who cares?
It would be like a Nomar-like trade in a year where they don't need one.
That is one of the dumbest things you've ever said.
I'm not saying he's Nomar, but I'm just saying
Nomar wasn't even liked.
Okay, but I'm just saying it's just from the standpoint of removing a guy that's important to the team to add. It's like an add and a subtract at the same time.
All the guys that come up now in baseball are robots. Like, they're not. You think Roman Anthony's going to be altered if Jaren Durant is in here?
Well, I thought they were altered because they traded Devers in a positive way.
Right, because they got more playing time. It had nothing to do with the personality.
I don't think so.
Not to mention Devers doesn't speak the same language as Anthony.
I think that was part of it. I think there were guys in that clubhouse that didn't connect with him.
Well, right, because they were frustrated. They were always being asked about him in the organization. But
okay, so, but Durant is like one of the heart and soul guys on the team. You trade him to add, it's just disruptive. I don't think they'll react well. don't know what that means. I mean, they're still going to go out there and play.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what that means. Baseball is the most individual team sport of all, by far.
But he's being dangled, right? Or teams are asking for him. He's something that teams covet.
So what happens if you're Roman Anthony and they trade Duran? Like, you pee down your leg? Like, you can't? What do you do?
that was maybe one of your mentors. I don't know.
I mean, honestly, like, Jaron Duran is one of the more overrated personalities in Boston. Like,
I like
not
him.
That good.
I don't want to lose part of the
team. He was All-Star Game MVP.
Well, he was. What's wrong with that?
Who was the last All-Star Game MVP? Tell me the last five.
Randy Johnson.
Okay, so 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
What an important honor then. I mean, obviously.
He was an All-Star. That's a good start. He was a good player.
Right, so was Scott Cooper.
Okay, but you don't think Duran's good?
No, I don't think he's worthy of all of this consternation about his future with the Red Sox. Who cares?
Well, I would just rather see you sign guys in the offseason, to your point. Spend dollars rather than trading good players. We've done enough of that.
But the impetus behind a Duran deal is that he's redundant.
Yeah, I mean, there is some redundancy there. I get it. So you got to figure out who your starting outfielders are. But this year, you got a DH and Yoshida. I mean, you've got a place to put an extra outfielder. Would you agree?
Of course. That's part of the reason they made the Devers deal.
So if they get Joe Ryan but have to trade Duran for it, I just don't love it. And I don't even know if Joe Ryan...
You think if you get Joe Ryan in a deal with Jaron Duran, you think Roman Anthony's going to show up sad at work?
No, I just think your offense is still going to be in a problem spot.
So that's why you do a couple things. You can do every year you would make multiple trades. You can acquire a pitcher and you can acquire a hitter. There's no limit. You can do whatever you want.
I hope they do it.
Has their farm system... here's a question for Bradfo.
Yeah. He did say everybody is on the table. There's nobody that is untouchable.
Right. The only thing that's not on the table is the hot dog because the line's too long. Has there ever been a time in the last generation where the Red Sox have had more ammunition in the form of prospects at the deadline?
I don't think their prospects are like number one in baseball. They've got a couple good ones. I think they have three on the Keith Law list. Franklin Arias, the shortstop, the password, the outfielder in AAA, and their first-round pick, but I don't think they can trade him from this past year. The right-hander they just signed, and Peyton Tolley, who's in AA. But yeah, sure, trade all three of those guys.
Well, I thought Heim Bloom restocked the whole thing.
I mean, I think they have some depth, but there's not like none of. Do you hear about any of these guys that are going to be the next Shohei coming up through the system? There's nobody that's like a total can't-miss stud. Like Franklin Arias is their top prospect. He's an A-ball, and he's going to be like, okay, he's a shortstop. He's a 5'11 everyday shortstop 3 years from now.
But if you can use Jaron Duran to get a legit number two starter, you do that every single day.
I don't love it.
What are you talking about?
I like Jaron Duran. Why do we have to get rid of good players to get another good player? Can't we just get good players and keep them?
Okay,
I mean, that seems very
You just
like,
said they don't have the assets to get good players.
Well, I mean, they have
some
assets.
What do they need more, a number two starter or Jaron Duran?
Oh, boy. They need Jaron Duran. I don't think they can win without him. They need a number two starter as well.
So
you're
Jaron Duran is all of a sudden like Joe DiMaggio.
I'm not saying he's Joe DiMaggio. I'm just saying, you know, why do you have to get rid of...
Who's better, Hulk Hogan or Jaron Duran?
I had a Hulkamania workout set when I was a kid.
Yep, that's all I need to know.
And the workout tape when he used to talk to me as little dude. And I have some fond memories of the Hulkster. I know it wasn't perfect.
Did it come with anabolic steroids?
Yeah, probably should have. Let's go to Ryan in New Jersey on the Red Sox. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. July just sucks because this is what happens when your baseball team can't be competitive is you listen to people talking about dissecting every play of training camp in the NFL, which is the most useless endeavor in the history of mankind, and it happens in every market all summer long. So back to the Red Sox. There's two things, and Curtis, this is right up your alley. When you have whoever from the front office come on Thursday and talk about how the price was too high, because we all see it coming down the pike, they say a couple of things that I can't stand. First off, when Kennedy says, we made a commitment all offseason to be highly competitive, to go for it, if Alex Bregman doesn't sign basically a one-year tag with options in February, they would have made one trade for a starter and signed one 37-year-old reliever, and they were like a last-place team last year. So I dispute the notion because Bregman fell into their lap, and he probably didn't do what Boris wanted and signed the deal with Boston. He probably wanted him to go to Detroit. They were not super competitive. They weren't about winning if you look at it from that angle. And the second thing was, and I can't stand this when they say, like, can I see you falling down to Jaron Duran? Well, so he's the linchpin of a fourth or fifth place team. That's basically you can't move him because that's I mean, that's his pedigree at this point. They just, this team just doesn't win. The lineup is not good enough. So why are you protecting guys that don't, it's not like the guy was, you know, on a duck boat last year. It's, I just don't get that. But one thing I can't stand is when they say, not for a rental. All the reporters, not for a rental. You dump Devers' salary. You have like the 19th highest payroll in baseball. You're in the top five baseball market. There is no rental. If you trade for a guy, then you sign him. You extend him when he walks through the door in the offseason. Yep, the idea that the Red Sox are ever trading for a rental is ridiculous. You just get some salary in there. You have to do that. Farm is important. Prospects are important. But you have to do like three things every year, including getting big talent, developing it, and then keeping it when it comes up. Marcus Mookie Betts, here we are back to that again. So the idea that they can build the farm for 5 years, they just wasted 5 years of your life. That's really what it is. Now you have a 21-year-old who has a great eye at the plate. He doesn't swing at balls, but he's not hitting the ball when it is in the strike zone. You have that guy as the center of your lineup. That's where you're at, and you want to. And you're talking about you're one or two pieces away from challenging in the playoffs. They're four or five, I think they're four pieces away. So I don't even know what the point of trades are.
Well, some good points there, Ryan. And to your, you know, you make a good point. In the offseason, they didn't quite overwhelm anybody. They were quote unquote in on Soto.
The amount of energy they expend in trying to tell their fan base that what they're seeing isn't really what they're seeing is far more than actually just spending on top talent and letting them play. How many times since they made the Devers trade have you seen Breslow and or Sam Kennedy on Nesson pre or post? It's been like two dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to sell to a fan base nonsense. Like, we know what it looks like when you invest because Sam... We saw you do it for 20 years.
He did sign Crochet. I like that. That was big. You got to admit, that's one thing. You got to give him credit for that.
Do you think this fan base is worthy of the fan? This team is worthy of its fan base right now and the money they charge at Fenway Park?
Yes. I think they're hanging in there. I would like to see them do something big in the next week.
So you think what they charge should get you were hanging in there?
Well, Fenway Park is awesome, so it's hard to say.
Really? Sounded great last night.
Well, I want to hear from some more fans.
Longer line than Splash Mountain.
Well, if you had the fast pass, it depends.
I'm not going to bring up Disneyland.
Yeah, please don't. God, the hypocrisy of ripping me for staying in a nice hotel, Mr. Boy, nice hotels all across New England. Anyway, Ken and Curtis are back.
I live in New England. I don't stay in hotels.
Oh, you do. P-Town and Maine Coast. And
oh, Maine. That's true. Very nice. But not nearly as expensive as the Disneyland hotel.
Not $600 a night at that Maine hotel?
Nope. Triple A rate.
Oh, triple A. Yeah.
Better member for 20
cost-conscious Curtis ripping me for staying in a nice hotel.
Oh,
great
my
moment.
God. One of the more sensitive humans on the planet.
I spent two nights at a nice hotel and I get ripped for it.
Great. Ken, you do a great job. You deserve all the great things that come
your
way.
Thank you very much. Stay at the Disneyland Hotel. It's worth it. I want some people who were at Fenway last night. What was the experience like for you? Is this strike going
to
be a big...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Big deal. Let us know. So Curtis is in on the pass. I mean, he's a 10-win minimum, basically. 10 wins. Lock it in. Camp day 4 down at Gillette right now, Curtis. And also hanging out there in the wind, and Mike Vrabel talked about him, is Christian Wilkins, the defensive tackle who got released by the Raiders. Sounds like the Pats could be in on him, which would be a little bit of a shot in the arm here in camp.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that you will admit Robert Kraft says every year is they spend to the cap.
Yeah.
They lead the NFL today, July 26th, in cap space, over $60 million. So if you want to... You want to get that closer to spending up to it, you got a guy in Wilkins, and it's a no-brainer to me.
Especially with Vrabel. Vrabel wants a kick-ass defense. He wants an elite D, right? Well,
Let's keep taking pressure away from Drake, improve the defense, and...
I'll take excellence anywhere.
But this is also a guy that you could weight the crap out of the guarantees in year one, so it's not in any... The risk is mitigated because you'll be able to release them if things don't work out after year one for far less punitive measures.
Four guys missing from practice today.
Jalen
Polk again.
Why is Polk still here and why is Tavai still here? I know they get sensitive about the Tavai thing, but
I feel like Tavai, though, I don't want to be hypocritical like with Joe Milton. They could trade him in a week or two, right? Like they could.
Who would trade for Jelani Tavai?
Guys go down in camp and then you have some. So you don't want to just get rid of an asset.
Well, he is an ass.
Carlton Davis is out today. Ramondre Stevenson out today. And Morgan Moses, which has me a little worried.
Remember when Belichick did a victory lap on the Ramondre Stevens draft pick?
How about Belichick's guy Cole Strange getting pushed by the third-round pick, Jared Wilson?
Their drafts, look at their, including post-Bill, just despicable.
I think they're on the upswing. This looks like a good class.
Look at last year's class without Drake May, who we all agree was the obvious pick.
Well, this tackle.
Jalen Polk, second round.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, though, I am all in with Shime on Henderson.
Really?
I watched a Todd McShay clip on him, the blitz pickup. I watched a lot of Ohio State, and he is legit.
You think he'll have a bigger year than Will Campbell?
I mean,
most bigger. Impactful rookie,
Travion
or Will?
I think Travion will be more essential in his blitz pickup in saving. We'll notice him saving the backside of Drake May. You know how you always like,
he could be a fan favorite quick.
Right.
Yeah.
The Patriots have always had to have there's been a guy that Brady can move over, pick up a late blitz, all that. So I think Travion Henderson will be a fan favorite.
Back to the Red Sox, the strike here at Fenway Park. Dave in Connecticut on the phone. He was at the game last night. Hello, Dave. What was your experience?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Before I get to that, I wanted to back you up on your Disney thing, Cal. I had four girls. We went every year. Stayed at the Disneyland Hotel. What a fantastic place to bring your kids, man. I appreciate seeing somebody else enjoy Disney World.
I got shamed this week by Curtis
fun,
for not
right?
staying
well,
off
he,
property.
Well, here, Dave, I had a great time. I don't have megabucks like Ken. So I went to the Marriott, which had James had a bunk bed, and it had a water park, and we were legitimately a quarter mile from the entry of Disneyland, and it was amazing. That was my only point. I was like, oh, I saw there was a slide.
No,
I didn't know if it was the same place. It seemed lovely, but Disneyland was spectacular. If you go by yourself, I think less of you.
No, I get that. I heard you this week. I know you're against that, but you know, if you're there at a conference and you go there as an adult, I don't see anything wrong with that. You just, like for me, it brings back memories of your fun times you had with your family over the years. That's all. It's not like you're going there to be a creeper. You're going there to just enjoy the time. But anyway, you know.
And Dave, I think like I specifically targeted those that were waiting in line to get autographs from Mickey Mouse as an adult.
That's weird. That's
Thank
completely
you.
Weird.
Okay, go ahead, Dave.
I agree with that. But hey, last night was really a cool experience. Didn't spend a lot of money. I'm not going to wait in line to get something, you know, over an hour. So for me, it just shows you how much fun you can have at Fenway Park without spending $14 on a Truly. It was awesome to me.
you just sat and watched the game.
I don't think I'm going to have any alcohol anymore.
Well, that's one way to do it. Thanks, Dave, for the call. I guess that's true. You're back to the old school. Just get the bag of peanuts on the way in or whatever and sit and watch the game for nine innings. But on a hot night, I wanted something cold. So I got up and missed the Shohei at bat for it.
Yeah. What a weird weather night, too, because I got caught in a thunderstorm leaving the Children's Museum walking home. And usually when the storm front comes through, it cools off, but it was still, like, really muggy.
Double rainbow, though. I got a great picture of Jones and Keefe with a double rainbow behind them. I mean, it's a sign of the
future. I mean, I think they're going to be number one.
It is the Ken Curtis Show. Not number one, but we're here on the weekends.
Number one for some. With a middle finger.
Our buddy Danny and Quincy on the line. We'll get his call in next. And we want more of your thoughts if you were here at the game last night and saw the
I think we should take strike. Josh. He's been on hold forever.
And we're up against the clock. I like to stay a tight ship, run a tight ship here. Greg will yell at me if I don't.
That's right. Well, he's speaking of slumming it at New England hotels.
Do as I say, not as I do. Some more of your calls, Nick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.